This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
We humans think of cleanliness in two distinct ways. First, we think of it physically, in terms of personal hygiene. And second, we think of it morally, in terms of feeling virtuous. Surprisingly, it turns out there is a link between washing your hands and feeling virtuous. Now, many religions include the ritual washing of hands, and these include Christianity, Islam, Shinto, Hinduism, Judaism, and Baha'i. Matthew writes in his Gospel 27:24, and I quote, "When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, 'I am innocent of the blood of this just person, see ye to it,'" unquote. In the English language, the phrase "to wash your hands of it" means that you are not involved, nor take responsibility for an event. And in the Mandarin Chinese, the phrase "a pair of dirty hands" means a thief. In Shakespeare's play Macbeth, Lady Macbeth helps murder King Duncan, her lawful king, so that she and her husband can rule a land. But later, Lady Macbeth sleepwalks the castle corridors at night, compulsively rubbing her dry hands together in a washing motion and all the time crying, and I quote, "Out, damn spot, out, I say," unquote. Many psychological studies have shown that if you think or feel that you have done something bad, then you have an increased desire to wash your hands. And then, after washing your hands, you magically don't feel so bad. And strangely, this happens even if you didn't intend to wash your hands. How can this be? How can the mere physical act of washing your hands ease your mind, and even make you happier with a choice or decision that you have made? Now, we'll see in a minute, using CDs and jam. But first, now, if we look for an emotion that we can experience both physically and morally, the emotion disgust springs to mind. Now, physically, disgust evolved so that we could turn away from and avoid eating potentially dangerous food, and if needs be, to vomit it up. Over time, as we evolved to live together in tribes and societies, the emotion of disgust expanded to include both moral and social wrongs. Today, we humans show a lot of overlap between our physical and emotional aspects with regard to disgust. Now, regardless of whether it is physical or emotional disgust, we humans show the same reaction on our faces, and our bodies behave with the same physiological reaction. For example, if you see something disgusting or eat something disgusting, you still have the same physiological reaction. You vomit. In fact, in reaction to both physical and emotional disgust, the same parts of our brains will become active, mainly the frontal and temporal lobes. So it's quite reasonable that a physical cleansing act that will relieve or reduce physical disgust could also possibly relieve or reduce social, emotional, or moral disgust. Many psychological studies have shown this to be true. One study asked volunteers to remember in great detail an event from their past, either evil or good. The people who remembered an evil deed from their past were more likely to next choose words related to cleanliness, such as wash, instead of wish. And when they were offered a gift, they were more likely to choose an antiseptic hand wipe than a pencil. In a follow-up study, some of the volunteers who remembered an evil deed from their past were offered an antiseptic hand wipe, while others were not. Those who washed their hands felt less guilty, and they were less likely to volunteer to do good works. Another study asked volunteers to rate how disgusting certain acts were. These acts included eating your own dog after it had died or not, or keeping the money from a wallet that you found in the street instead of handing it in, or switching the path of a train to kill only one worker instead of the five workers that it was aimed at, or after a plane crash, killing a terminally ill fellow survivor so that you would avoid starvation, and so on and so on. The volunteers who washed their hands rated these acts as less disgusting than volunteers who did not wash their hands. In other words, the moral judgments of those who washed their hands before making a judgment were less severe. Yet another study showed that washing your hands can help you live with a difficult decision. Volunteers were asked to rank how they liked 10 CDs. Then, some of these volunteers were asked to rate how they liked washing their hands with a special soap, while others did not wash their hands. It was actually a trick. The experimenters wanted some of the volunteers to wash their hands without them realizing that it was all part of the study. And then, finally, all of the volunteers were offered the choice of taking home one of the CDs that they did not rank very highly. Now, the volunteers who did not wash their hands were not very happy with the CD they took home. But the volunteers who did wash their hands really liked the CD they took home. So, washing your hands can cleanse your mind from traces of past decisions, as Pontius Pilate showed in the Gospels. The same results happened when the volunteers rated various fruit jams and could take home one of the jams that they did not rate highly. Again, washing their hands made them like their jam more. So, with regard to morality, purity is not just a metaphor. Washing your hands changes your moral values to be less severe. And do clean hands really make a pure heart? Well, we don't know that, but at least clean hands give you a clear conscience after you've sinned.
What does it mean? Why is it so?